Good morning and welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. You're never disappointed when we do a show on Ulster County, so we are very happy to have Rick Remsnyder, who's the director of Ulster County Tourism, with us today because he knows everything about what's going on in Ulster County. So, Rick, October is the month. Tell us what do you want to present to us? You know better what to tell us.
Well, it's great to talk with you again, Marietta. And yes, October is just jam-packed full of things. We really people ask me all the time, what is the busiest season in Ulster County for events and things for your tourists? And obviously, the summer is very special in Ulster County. But I'll tell you, the fall with the leaf peeping and everything, and all the events we have is right up there. And I have to tell you, this we kicked off October with a bang. We have the Woodstock Film Festival.
Oh, yeah.
And that is certainly it's the a special year. It's the 25th anniversary of the Woodstock Film Festival, and there's a lot of great films. It used to be just one theater in Woodstock, but now it's gotten so big that it's expanded to a number of theaters throughout the county, in Kingston and Rosendale. So if you like films, certainly the Woodstock Film Festival is certainly something to see. It's kind of interesting that, I'm sorry, I said it was the 25th, it's the 20th, and but it's also kind of goes hand in hand this year. As you know, we had the 50th anniversary of the legendary Woodstock Music Festival, and also we had the 100th anniversary as Woodstock as the America's oldest colony of art. So Woodstock is certainly a great place to be in Ulster County this month.
Excellent. That's excellent. So what else is going on over there? You got a lot of farms that are active. I know that. You've got more farms than anybody. great produce up there. Yeah.
It's interesting because we certainly do. And I don't know what it is where you guys are, but the leaf it really hasn't started really turning. It's a little late, but that hasn't in the northern parts of the county, like going up towards Mount Tremper, Phoenicia, and going to Bel Air Mountain, the leaves are certainly starting to turn. But we're a little late this year, but that doesn't stop the farm markets and everything from being open, and they're already busy with all the U picks.
Oh, yeah.
We have great apple picking and pumpkin picking, and a lot. It's a great family event because a lot of the families love to come to some of our farms that have corn mazes, which are a lot of fun. Herd's Family Farm in Modena, which is just south of Woodstock, certainly has that, and it's a huge draw to our county.
Yeah, we did a show on them. I don't know if it was a week or two ago. It was in the last month. Very spectacular, a lot of events, and you've got. I mean, I don't even know. Do you have a number of how many apple? You're known for apple. I mean, you're like the apple mecca. If somebody wants apples, you can get your snapdragons. You can get whatever. And you know, they stay in the crisper for. My husband eats an apple a day. He's got stuff loaded now until January. He's going to be in good shape.
Yeah, he must be really healthy.
Oh, he is.
Apple a day, but I don't have a number how many. But I can tell you that it's certainly the tourism industry and farming are go hand in hand as far as drawing people here.
Yeah.
So we just got our numbers from the state, and in 2018 there was over $650 million in tourism spending in Ulster County, which was an increase of 11% over the previous year.
Wow.
A lot of that had to do with all the farm stands and you know, the farmers markets and all that, which have really
those farmers markets too. Yeah.
Yeah, they have really grown in leaps and bounds.
I tell you, and we go to Tantillo's over there in Gardner, and they have the guys jumping out of the planes, you know? So there's these nice Adirondack chairs. You go, you can get something to eat. They got beautiful pie and ice cream and custard and stuff, and you sit in the Adirondack chair.
Yeah.
Oh, man, and Wright his Wrights Farm is right down the road, so you can do a doubleheader and go to both and load up. It's very, very good stuff. That's so you've got that all over. And if somebody wants to take a nice drive through the region, what roads would you say, and what do you see along them, and you know what?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, one of the things that makes our county so popular, particularly for people coming from the New York City area and from central and northern New Jersey and Long Island, is that we have three stops off the New York State Thruway. So you have New Paltz, Kingston, and then Saugerty. So if you get off at New Paltz, which is our southernmost exit off the New York State Thruway, that's where you have a lot of farmers markets. You can take, when you get off that exit, you can either go right or you can go left. If you go left, you'll go straight through the village of New Paltz, and then you can take 44 or 55 up to Minnewaska State mm-hmm. Park in Mohonk, and you see a lot of farmers markets and wineries. And that is a spectacular ride over, I'm sure you've done it, 44 yep. 55 over Minnewaska and come out the other side in Kerhonks and Accord area, and then you yep. can go over to Ellenville. So yep. that's a great ride. If you go to Kingston, the Kingston exit, it's certainly, that's also the exit for Woodstock. So if you get off, you can do one of two things. When you get off the Kingston exit, you do the Thruway Circle. You can take a left there on Washington Avenue and go into the middle of the city of Kingston. Great historic district there with the Senate House and the old Dutch church. It's beautiful this time of the year.
And the boat rides.
Yep, yeah, you can go down Broadway and go all the way to the base of Broadway. And we have the two-hour Rip Van Winkle boat ride. They have a new boat this year. It just docked the other day. So that is something that people will want to try out. And there's a lot of great restaurants mm-hmm. and nice antique stores and things of that nature. And by the way, this coming in a week from Sunday, down at the Rondout Waterfront is our 12th annual Italian Festival. I don't know if you've ever experienced that.
No.
But
what date is that? Do you have an actual date?
Yes, it's October 13th,
okay.
which is a Sunday, 11
okay.
a.m. to 7 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And it features every type of Italian food you could think of.
Ravioli, too? That's great. That's fantastic.
And it's really nice, and you know, all kinds of, you know, beverages, products, music, family fun, the whole
yeah.
thing.
Rick, you have another museum down there, and I forgot what it is, down near the water. What's that?
Yes, the Hudson Valley Maritime Museum.
Oh, yeah.
It's, I was in there yesterday. We had a press conference. Our county executive was releasing his budget, but the Maritime Museum is certainly a great way to spend some time. Go in there and see all the artifacts that talk about the waterfront and the boating and everything that in the maritime industry that has been a big thing in Ulster County and the city of Kingston in particular.
Uh-huh.
We also have a little bit down the road is the Trolley Museum,
which is
you can take the trolleys like Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
oh.
take a nice trolley ride on the waterfront that goes out to Kingston Point.
Oh.
So that's a lot of fun, too.
I didn't know that. Is that how long? Is that going to November or is that over in October?
I think it goes through the end of October. Yep.
Okay.
While the weather's still nice, and
I gotta get there.
You see a lot of kids that love to ride the trolley. The tracks are, you know, run along right in front of the Maritime Museum and go down to the Trolley Museum and go towards the water out towards the Hudson.
Wow, that's on this year's bucket list for me. Then I got to go. I didn't even know you do that. That's really amazing.
Yes, it is.
Now you had a train ride that goes out of somewhere to go. Probably out of Kingston? Was there
yes.
a train?
Yep. Out the Kingston Plaza, the Catskill Mountain Railroad has different rides scheduled throughout the spring and the fall. And it's a nice ride, which Again, a lot of kids like to do it, and it's certainly been a huge draw. They have different events on the railroad. So they have the Polar Express, which is something that very festive. It's with Santa there and everything, and yeah. You get pictures with Santa, and so that's a lot of fun. And there's rides throughout the year, so it's very affordable. And it's another thing that kids really like to do, love to ride the Catskill Mountain Railroad.
So they should go onto the website and look up the times and days and things like that.
Just their website is CatskillMountainRailroad.com.
Okay.
They have a nice calendar there that shows all the events, April through December. And, you can pick what you want to do.
I tell you, your county is so special. There's such personality to the different places, and just so unique when you compare it to the other counties. It's a special place. So, we got the Kingston exit. We've got the New Paltz exit. Then we got to go up to the Saugerties exit. Where does that go?
Well, Saugerties, this past weekend, I was there for the Garlic Festival.
Oh, yeah.
We had 45,000 to 50,000 people for 2 days
on
the Cantine Field Complex. It was a really great event. But there's lots of things to do in Saugerties. I know they have the Mum Festival coming up this weekend. And so Saugerties has really emerged as a real hot spot in the county, with one of the things that the Mum Festival is something that people like to do. It's October 5th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. But it's the 51st annual, so that's how long it's been going. But Tom Strazzeri, who is the owner of Hits Horse Show and Diamond Mills Tavern, relocated his horse shows to Saugerties about 10 years ago and has really been a boon for business in Saugerties. So their season is over, but there's still a lot to do in Saugerties.
I was shocked how beautiful that main street is. And next year I think is 30 years that I've been doing Weekend Magazine. And how that's grown and developed. And I mean, they had antiques back then, but it's just beautiful little boutiques and nice places to eat. Krause's Chocolate, we can't get by without saying that.
Yeah, there is a lot. There's a lot of quaint little stores and antique stores. There's some great bookstores.
Yes.
And as you mentioned, a lot of restaurants. And when the weather's nice, you see people sitting out on, the patios of the restaurants. And like you said, Krause's Chocolate has been a staple there for a number of years. So if you're going to Saugerties, you certainly have to hit that.
Yeah. Now that road is, if you go out of sort of, what are the main, like if you want to take a foliage drive from, you get off the thruway at Saugerties, what road would you be taking for that?
Mum Festival is on Malden Avenue, which runs through Saugerties. One thing, when you get off the thruway exit, if you want it, you can take a right to go into the village of Saugerties, or you can also take a left, which is a little bit, takes you outside of Saugerties, and there's a back way to go to Woodstock, but you can take Route 32 north, and there's more farm markets and there's a couple, if you like golf, I can tell you one of our best golf courses is just outside of Saugerties on Route 32. It's called Lazy Swan, and it's certainly one of it's an 18-hole golf course, and it was named Lazy Swan because there are swans on the golf course, and there's a nice outdoor restaurant there, which all the golfers really love, so they finish their rounds, and it's called the Raw Bar.
Okay.
So that's certainly a place to go. And then if you want to continue along on Route 32 North, going outside of Saugerties a little bit. Then there's some great farmers markets up there. That winds its way up towards Hunter Mountain, which is in Greene County.
Okay. Now, if somebody wanted to go to some wineries this fall, where would they? What do you have over there for wineries? You have quite a bit, right?
Yes, we do. We have It's interesting. The craft beverage industry has grown so much in the last 10 years. About 10 years ago, there were about 10. Now we have nearly 40.
Wow.
So it's just about everywhere in the county, but some of the more popular ones are in the southern part of the county.
Okay.
We have a lot of vineyards in outside of New Paltz and Marlborough and Milton. One of the ones outside of New Paltz is called White Cliff Vineyard. Very nice wines. As a matter of fact, they've gotten a lot of awards for their wines. If you've ever been, have you been to the Ulster County Fair?
Yeah, many years ago. But,
okay,
yeah.
So if you go past the Ulster County Fair on the road towards the fair, about 2 miles up on the right-hand side is Rabibboro Winery, which is fairly new, and it's certainly a great spot. One thing that people really like when they come here, we have the Shawangunk Wine Trail, which is actually 12 wineries between Ulster County and Orange. Most of them are in Ulster. I think it's 9 and 3. But you can actually, if you go on a website for a Shawangunk Wine Trail, you can see they, on weekends in particular, they schedule tours, and you know, you can have a designated driver with you, and then you go on. You can go as many of these wineries as you want. So, Shawangunk Wine Trail gives you all the information about the wineries along that trail in Ulster and in Orange.
So they'll have like a map that they follow.
Yep.
They can go, and that's good too because you can tie that in if you're going to Apple somewhere. You know, you can. What is there a winery near it? That kind of a thing.
And it's a beautiful drive. You know,
yeah.
It's mostly in the southern part of the county in New Paltz area, and so it's. It's a full day, and it's really a lot of fun. You can experience all the different award-winning wines that we have here in Ulster County.
Yeah, yeah. Now, if we could we go back an exit to, I think it's the Kingston exit. Is that the one that takes you out towards, there was like the biggest kaleidoscope, and there's some nice communities along whatever that road is. That's 28.
Yes, okay. you're absolutely right. If you take the, you get off the thruway exit, and you take, you get to the, very easy, you go to the first right off the circle there, and that'll take you towards Route 28. You'll go through West Hurley. You'll see the exit for Woodstock. You can take a right there, and it's about 5 or 6 miles up the road. Or you can continue along Route 28 towards Mount Tremper and Phoenicia. And Mount Tremper is the home of Emerson Resort and Spa, and that has the world's largest kaleidoscope. Has a great restaurant there, the Wood Notes restaurant. Has a world-class spa that has been upgraded and is certainly a really nice place. It's right along the Sopus Creek. And you can continue. One of the things about 2, 3, maybe 4 miles past the Emerson is where, this is the second year, and I think you and I have talked about this before, is the Rail Explorers, which is the pedal-powered cars.
Yeah.
And they go for, there's a 6 mile ride, which takes about 2 hours. It's along the Esopus Creek, and then it crosses in front of the, just before you get back towards the Emerson. It starts at the Empire Rail Museum, and that has really been popular. And, you know, kids and all the way through seniors can get either two or four seat pedal powered vehicles, and it's really a lot of fun, and I think the first year, which was from Memorial Day through Columbus Day, was 10,000, and I'm pretty sure that they've done more business than that in their second year.
So that, so you got the pedal power, then you got a museum there too,
right?
And then, are you finding 6 miles? Is that hard for people? I mean, what if their legs get tired at 3 miles?
No, that's a very good point. What they do is, it's a 2-hour ride, so but that includes a little break. You go, you go 3 miles down, you stop because you have to turn around, and they take a little break there. You can have a little, you know, lunch or something, and then you continue on back.
Okay.
And it's kind of downhill going, but on the way back there's a slight incline. But they have like some electric power here to help you if you need it. But it's very low aerobic, and it's I've never heard anybody complain about being overworked or anything.
That sounds like a really nice day over there. That sounds really good.
it is, and you can go also into the hamlet of Phoenicia, which has a lot of nice little shops and restaurants and ice cream places, and that was recently voted in one national publication as one of America's coolest small towns. So
is that Sweet Sue's is with the waffles?
Yeah. Yep, the pancakes. Exactly. Sweet Sue's is there, and I think it's the world. We have the world's biggest, largest kaleidoscope at the Emerson Resort and Spa, and I think we have the world's largest pancakes at Sweet Sue's.
Wow, isn't that something? So the Village of Phoenicia, and there's like a little main street there. And,
and there's another just across the street from the tracks that are coming down the rail. Explorers along Route 28. I have to mention this because this is one of the top restaurants and that has garnered national acclaim is the Phoenicia Diner, and that is certainly packed. It's just the owner there has done a really nice job of redoing the diner, and it's been there about 3 or 4 years, and certainly a great day is to go along the spend a couple hours pedaling on the rail explorers and then have a nice lunch over at the Phoenicia Diner, because it's certainly it's really a hot spot, and you see people from all over the country and taking selfies there because posting them on Instagram, because it's a really cool spot.
Oh, that's really something. It's it's interesting. I interview a lot of different tourism people from the different counties, and some of them are like afraid to mention a place to eat because, somebody might get offended, because some other restaurant wants to be mentioned. No, we want you to throw out the things and give people some possibilities and really create the personalities of these areas. It's a really good
thing. I agree. And I always say that we have a tremendous variety of restaurants. I could go from A to Z.
Yep.
Very easy. Just go on our website, which is UlsterCountyAlive.com, and click on Eat, and you'll see all the different restaurants we have. We have a number of farm-to-table restaurants that just have been very popular in the last decade, and people like to know what they're eating, and it's coming right from our farm. So, there's so many tremendous places to eat in Ulster County. We could spend a whole half hour just going on to restaurants in the city of Kingston.
Yeah, maybe we should do a foodie show someday. That would be a good one.
Works for me.
Yeah, sounds good. You could talk about it. It's good remembering where everything is too. Now, something else I remembered. Sam's Point, is that in Ulster County? There's a place.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because that might be an interesting fall when you're riding, looking at leaves, and
it is. When I mentioned if you get off the New Paltz exit and you take 4455 and you go across Minnewaska, and once you get to the other side, you take a left and you go on to Route 209 into the town of Warsing and Village of Ellenville, and above a 5-minute ride from Ellenville goes up to Sam's Point, and it has some of the most spectacular hiking and trails in the county. It's got some beautiful, wonderful views from way up top, and then you look back down onto the valley and then Ellenville. We do have a lot of people going there. So I encourage you to, if you're going to Sam's Point on a weekend, make sure you get up there early in the morning, because it's the parking is limited, but so it's a great destination, mm-hmm. and we have people from all over the world love to go to Sam's Point.
And I'll also throw in there, before you go over to Mountain, when you're down near Minnewaska, you want to check out the Mountain Brauhaus. It's a restaurant that have gunk burgers. You have a lot of people climbing the mountain over there. And on the other side of the mountain is going to be Cohen's Bakery in
yep.
Ellenville, right? So we got to make sure we get those big guys in there too.
You're right. And also one of our hottest restaurants in Ellenville is Aroma Time Bistro. It's right on Restaurant Row in Ellenville on Canal Street. And it's right next, it's easy to find. It's right next to Chatelaine Theater, which has a lot of fantastic plays, original plays. And Aroma Time Bistro has a largely vegan menu, but they'll serve anything. But one of our most well-known celebrated chefs, Marcus Giuliani, is the owner of Aroma Time, and he does a great job there.
Oh, it's fantastic. It looks like we got like 1 minute. Do you want to give your website again? And also, if somebody needs to bring a bus group, is there somebody special we should call?
First of all, our website is ulstercountyalive.com. Mm-hmm. And if anybody is interested in that, they can call our 800 number here. They can ask for me. And our 800 number is 800-342-5826. If you don't remember that, you can certainly go to our website, ulstercountyalive.com. We're also obviously on Facebook, mm-hmm. Twitter, Instagram. You can get all the information. If you're interested in getting, we can mail you a travel guide, or we can, or a calendar of events. It's called Trending, which lists 4 pages every month of all the things there are to do. So mm-hmm. You just go on a website and you can see the contact information there. We'll be happy to mail you out the information, or everything's on the website.
Yeah, I tell you, you've got the best. I mean, every month I get a nice calendar. It's so helpful to see everything going on. And places like the Bardavon, you've got great theater over there. You wouldn't remember it, but your mailings, you really get to see what's happening. So thank
it
you.
It is.
Good job.
A lot of yes. stuff to do, particularly
yes, it is.
In October and November.
Okay. Well, my techie guy says we are out of time, so I'm going to wrap it up. Rick, thanks so much for coming on. I hope you have a wonderful fall.
Okay. Always a pleasure talking
okay.
with you, Marietta.
Take care.
Take care.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye-bye. It's Marietta Allen. We're wrapping it up for Weekend Magazine for this week, and I hope you take advantage of everything that Ulster County has to offer. Have a great week. Bye-bye.